Four times we remember Krishna, by Krishna's mercy.
Manmana bhav madbhakto madhyazi ma namaskuru. Mame vaishasi satyam te pratijane priyosi me.
Quoth, always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 18.65.
The Acharyas give the recommendation. It is the cornerstone of the entire discipline. There are also the rules and regulations. No pain, no gain. You can't expect success without a little sacrifice. We wouldn't be approaching them for assistance if we had everything together already. The premise is that we are supposed to remember Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is our greatest well-wisher. He is loved and adored, especially by Srimati Radharani. He is the most special person to traveling saints like Narada Muni. He is the subject matter for the extraordinary literary output from Vyasadeva. Accepting the recommendation is the first step, but how do I actually proceed? What does remembering Krishna look like? What is the exact method of implementation? How do I know that I am following the path properly, so that I am closer to reaching transcendence and completing this lifetime successfully? 1. When chanting his name.
There is something about the Maha Mantra. You cannot deny it. Sit down for a little bit and listen to the repeating sequence of words, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare dot. After a while, you can't help but join in. It is a blissful engagement. No one had to program you to develop a taste. Since these are the names of God, the attraction was always there. It is in the nature of the soul to love God. That is the meaning to Dharma. What about me? What do I think of while chanting? For sure, my mind tends to wander here and there. When I am focused, I concentrate on the name itself. Then I am able to remember Krishna. It just happens. It is an amazing experience.
2. When thinking of how we can please him with some service.
He is such a wonderful person. He is indeed a person, Purusha, but of a different category. He has done so much for me. I don't need evidence in terms of a certification or a sworn attestation. I just know.
Aham syavro bhrata gunerda samupagata. Kritagyasya bahugyasya lakshmano nam namata.
Quoth, I am his younger brother, Lakshman by name. Due to his transcendental qualities, I have taken up service to him, as he is grateful and very knowledgeable.
Lakshman speaking to Hanuman about Rama, Valmiki Ramayana, Kishkindha Kand, 4.12.
Therefore, I want to do something in return. In the Ramayana, Lakshman remarks how he follows Sri Rama. One of the reasons is that Rama is grateful. He forgets not a single deed done in his honor. Well, I want to do as many good things for him as I can. In such contemplation, I end up remembering the Supreme Lord.
3. When reading literature about him.
What better way to remember than to hear directly from his source? Bhagavad Gita has Sri Krishna's words, preserved for all of time. It is like accessing a tape recording. The code of the Sanskrit language creates the mechanism for reproducing what was spoken on the battlefield of Kurukshetra some 5,000 years ago. A single verse or passage is enough to keep the mind blissfully occupied throughout the day. For instance, I recently read about the exchange between Krishna and a fruit vendor. He was a small child at the time. In imitating the adults, he passed along some payment to the vendor. It was not nearly enough, but the pure devotion on the other side reciprocated with a sufficient quantity of fruit.
Falvikreni tasya chuddhanya kardvayam. Falair puriya dratne, falbhandam puricha.
Quote, while Krishna was going to the fruit vendor very hastily, most of the grains he was holding fell. Nonetheless, the fruit vendor filled Krishna's hands with fruits, and her fruit basket was immediately filled with jewels and gold.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 10.11.11.
The fruit vendor then noticed that the fruit in her basket was magically transformed into valuable jewels. This means that the devotee is never in a losing proposition. Though they are officially undergoing sacrifice, yajna, there is only infinite gain on the other side.
4. When speaking about him.
I could speak about him for hours and hours, days and days. Many years have gone by, and I am still not tired from the process. This is why it is accurate to say that Krishna is inexhaustible. He is an anta because there is no end to his glories. Just by describing him to others, I am able to remember. Remembering is blissful, and therefore I continue to describe. I look forward to it. Even though I lack ability and artistic expression, I push through the embarrassment and try my best. I do it more for myself than for others, but I know the benefits go in every direction.
In closing, though in written projection, benefits in every direction, since about Krishna speaking, only his pleasure seeking, remembering also when chanting, like cherished wish granting, this bhakti yoga gift, soaring spirits to lift.